Yo, this is a video note of the Cannes Avengers feature film sort of overall overview. Trying to form the words into pictures, and I think just scrolling it off might just work. So the Cannes Avengers feature film Rise of the Plant Magic is an epic saga, or no, it's an epic edutainment saga. Laugh, love, cry. Learn, expand, awaken. The Cannes Avengers are a group of superheroes. Each of them has a separate or different powers from the cannabis plants. And then there are other super molecules as well. All of these molecules are natural molecules occurring that are in the new world medicine system that is evolving at the moment from the original ancient plant magics all the way through, which, you know, the plant magic now that has been shamans and cultures all around the world, now science can see the molecules working in the body at microscopic levels. And in that, we understand now what these molecules are doing. So after the last couple of years, COVID, all that crazy stuff, Netflix series like Painkiller, Dope Sick, all these amazing series that bring forth the truth behind some of the epidemics that we're facing. Those two are mainly the opioid crisis created by some of the Oxycontin makers and some other opioid manufacturers that manipulated everyone and ended up with hundreds of thousands of people dying, addicted to opioid, basically heroin addicts, but, you know, a synthetic type. So that happened, and that's just in America, and that's worldwide. So at the end of the day, we have this epidemic, and in that kind of crisis, you know, the light and the dark happened. And at the same time, the marijuana industry worldwide has legalized and evolved, and science can also see what, how, you know, THC killing cancer cells and all the reasons that it's always been a plant all the way back to, you know, Egypt. And Sesh-At is the Egyptian goddess of cannabis. And it says she will show you the door to heaven. And that would relate to the psychoactive parts of the cannabis plants. So in the Cannes Avengers, we create an epic drama based on real life with a lot of the history of Big Pharma and synthetic drugs and the, you know, the campaigns against hemp, cannabis and all the other plant medicines over the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years. And we've found the molecules. They range from different cannabinoids and terpenes in the cannabis plant to lion's mane and psychedelic mushrooms as treatments in microdosing versions to rebuild neurology to hydrogen gas molecules and water to power buildings, cars, and rebuild the entire human body. So these three elements, we created superheroes out of all of them. We're focusing into cannabis because the world is looking at cannabis, and a lot of the world and doctors and everyone, and no one really knows what it does because it's just become part of our life as an everyday medicine. And it's come to replace opioids. And in replacing opioids, and especially people on addicted to opioids that didn't want to be addicted, like ex-sports stars and all that, that have had pain issues, been prescribed opioids and become addicted. Life-changing, bad addicted. So cannabis is to the rescue. Pain management, anxiety management, all these different cannabinoids do different things, but no one really knows. And so how do we educate people? Well, the idea is with this feature film epic edutainment saga is that the Cannes Avengers are born with, and as they awaken their powers, which are the cannabis molecules and hydrogen and the mushrooms and other things that will bring in, like frequencies and sound and all the other healing modalities, that can each show in this edutainment how things work. So a superhero, for instance, has, you know, CBDA, which is raw CBD, and it's 1,000 times better for anxiety than CBD. So therefore, we have Mystique. Now, she's one of the superheroes. She has all these powers, and she can actually touch someone and that this anxiety melts away from them because her power is transferring the magic of that molecule. Now, in that superhero character profile, merchandising, everything is the story of Mystique and CBDA in a raw form. CBG, CB, THC, THCA, there's 140 different molecules. I mean, cannabinoids. So in saying that, there's over 100 superheroes that we've created, and we haven't found really any cannabis superheroes anywhere in history. And now we have a Marvel-style Thor Avengers-styled full feature film. The story's evolving. It goes through, you know, in this story, we're looking at the past where we've come from, the opioid crisis. We mix in a bit of the COVID bad marketing stuff. We bring in all the molecules and all the different superheroes in different forms that get together, activate each other, and then take on Big Pharma. From the psychic warfare of the marketing all the way down to the molecular warfare on the human cells and inside the cells. So we create a landscape, and inside that, the superheroes are seen as superheroes, but it's really the human body landscape. And that is the teaching of everyone, so they can have an understanding of what's happening. And in also the epic psychic battle of Big Pharma versus cannabis, we win. So at the end of the day, for the next 50 years of our life, the mythology of the cannabis industry and what it did and how it came to win the war on opioids and anxiety management and all the other things that are in crisis at the moment, I think that's our epic tale. And in doing that, what we've done is create an NFT program to do a pre-launch, an online exclusive series launch, and then all the way through to a full feature film with, hopefully, the director of Thor and Guy Ritchie as co-directors, so we can have a really engaging, high energy and funny, because there's a lot of serious stuff that we talk about. There's a lot of truth in the history of cannabis, how it got taken out by the war on drugs and DuPont, and, you know, synthetic carpets did a lot of that to hemp before they even were taking on the medicines. The Rockefeller Institute and Big Pharma cartel all the way through for World War II, all the way through to what's happened with COVID. So there's all these things that we have to understand in ourselves, and a lot of it's about educating us about our own bodies, our own wellness, our own way of being in tune with ourselves and healing ourselves with natural remedies. And then for us, there's a future where the buildings run on hydrogen, which is made of water, and half of that can be taken and breathed and put into water and fix the gut and fix the mind and fix the body in oxidative stress and toxic free radical overload. And that can be free hospitals or pre-hospitals, you know, maintain people before they have to go there, before and after surgeries, and it's all natural. There's no synthetic impact on the body. There's no so there's these ways of doing things in the future that protect young people coming through from ever having oxidative stress-based diseases, which is, you know, over 100 of the worst diseases begin as oxidative stress, and hydrogen turns that to water, and cannabis undoes a lot of with the endocannabinoid system and the entourage effect, actually regulates all the other systems. And then you've got the mushrooms and the neurology and all those three things together in the neurology, plug us back into our body, move the traumas and allow us to shine a brighter light of who we are. So that's the overview of the movie that I wanted to get out in one piece, that I'll ever see this video. But I'm going to watch it now and see how that sounded. I'm pretty sure there was some good stuff in there. And we're, you know, what we're doing is creating a mythological landscape for the cannabis industry. That means it's got more of a heart and soul, something for it to reach to or to understand from as a culture. Because you've got the medical culture, then you've got the 420 culture, then you've got all the reggae cultures. So you've got this different cultures that are coming to the same point, that we've all been utilizing cannabis as a medicine, even when it was an illegal drug, which it never should have been, because it was always the medicine we needed to regulate the endocannabinoid system and all the other systems under that. And now we have mass disease because we haven't had that in our diet since 1930. So this is an epic edutainment saga where the Cannavengers rise and win the war on opioids and Big Pharma. And for the next 50 to 100 years of our world and the kids' world behind us, they don't need Big Pharma synthetic drugs. We use the 10% slice of Western medicine to be able to fix things in crisis, look into things deeply. But we know how to prevent and cure all naturally now, very quickly, and release traumas and childhood traumas and all that other side of things that have been coming into awareness as far as healing goes on very real levels. You know, a lot of our traumas are stored in our body. the cannabis, the mushrooms, and the hydrogen, all things that release to generate the cells back to health and release those traumas from those cells. So more effective than any of the synthetic drugs they've come up with in the last 7 years while banning all the real shit that works. Our job is to create a mythology, get everyone excited, create the next round of superheroes. I mean, we haven't really seen any new superheroes. There's a wave of Gen V and stuff that are out there in series, but there's no one with a higher purpose or a mission like what the CanAvengers are going to bring. We're going to show how plant medicine rises against the synthetic drug war and cleans the body and brings back the mind, the soul, and then it helps to evolve. You know, we use places like Thailand and Pacific Islands to show these evolve, you know, cities that are built out of hemp, run on hydrogen and water, have ultimate wellness and care. These are the future tourist places, and we're going to feature them through the story. So we go to the States, we go to Canada, we're in Australia, we go to the Solomon Islands, we go to Thailand, and inside that landscape, we're looking for sponsors that'll be the cannabis companies of the next 50 years. So you understand as a mythology, all the kids start to get all their t-shirts and all, they get excited about the whole thing, and then suddenly in 20 years, everything that was in that movie, all those little products that were in that movie now that support us to make this movie and make it come real independently as a cannabis industry, so that we can benefit from the story going out there. They're the companies that are going to be the Panadols and the Tylenols and the fucking Oxycontins of the future that are doing good work and helping humanity. All right, that's enough for now. CanAvengers, Rise of Plant Magic, 2024-25, Series 24, NFTs coming early 24. See you soon.